good morning, good evening, good whatever podcast peeps. Welcome to another episode of the Health First Show. I'm your host, Axel, and Axel is actually sitting outside right now. Probably you're gonna hear the birds singing. If not, the birds are singing. Maybe not right now, but actually they are singing. Anyways, I'm super, super excited for today's episode because it's about a Tony Robbins meditation technique. It's super simple. It's for everyone. And you're gonna love it. I love it. Actually, when I started meditating, I used it, and it's just so, like, I still use it some days, but yeah. And by the way, if you don't know Tony Robbins, you should check him out. This guy is amazing. Just watch his documentary. Oh my gosh, that's such a great word. Especially if I just spoke Russian, then German, and now English. It's so, like, sometimes my tongue is like la 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 la. Anyways, guys, check out Tony Robbins. This guy is amazing. Check him out on his TED Talk on YouTube. Is also, oh, I love it. Anyways, let's just start. Well, Tony shared this meditation technique in an interview with Business Insider, and already, like, I love him so much. One of his first sentences was, if you don't have 10 fucking minutes for your life, you don't have a life. And I agree. Like, so many people say, I don't have the time for meditation, I don't have the time to go to the gym. Well, if you don't have the time, then make the time. I mean, like, 10 minutes, that's nothing. So this meditation exercise only takes 10 minutes. Like, come on, try it out. 10 minutes, that's nothing. So let's start. I hope the birds are not too loud, by the way. Tony always begins with a breathing exercise, and it's actually pretty simple. I told you, he begins by sitting straight with your eyes closed. Again, straight back, super important for any kind of meditation. And then, and this is important, he inhales deeply through his nose while he's lifting his arms in a shoulder press motion, and then he exhales through his nose. So kind of arms up, arms down, through your nose. And yeah, that's it. You're gonna do like 3 sets. Every set is 30 seconds. And that's already the first part. I know it's kind of weird to sit there and bring your arms up and down, and you breathe loudly, but it's just science. It's that it's working. It's so healthy for your lymph system. Your body wakes up, you actually feel energized, and it prepares you for the next step. And by the way, guys, if you can't do it for 30 seconds, or actually 30 reps, which is also like kind of 30 seconds, it doesn't. What I wanted to say is, and Tony is agreeing 1000%, don't be too strict. If you can't do 30, well, then do 10 reps or seconds. And also, like, you're not gonna, your eyes are closed, so you don't use a watch. You can't, like, see what time it actually is. So it's okay to do it 33 seconds. It's not like, oh, if it's not 30 seconds, it's not gonna work. No, don't be too strict. Just practice a breathing exercise. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, you probably want to know how Tony is doing it. I'm going to tell you, he's actually doing 3 sets of 30 reps with brief breaks in between. I should say that as well. You can take breaks. It's okay. It's actually like, I don't do it, he's doing it, but yeah, however you want to do it. Don't be too strict. Find your way. But what is really necessary, that sounds worse, you have to, and that's a must, you have to perform a breathing exercise. You have to do it. So after this easy peasy breathing exercise, you're gonna take a few minutes to think of three things that you are grateful for. It's called, the second step is called express gratitude. And it could be everything. Like the face of your mother when she's smiling, your most favorite beach on earth, like, or a moment that you are reliving right now. Like, I don't know, for me it would be when I did the first time I did scuba diving. It makes me so happy, makes me so grateful. I already feel like the moment and I'm smiling right now. And that's also the reason why you should do that. It's just not possible. You can't be angry and grateful at the same moment. It doesn't work. And when you're grateful, you can't be fearful. It's just how it is. Okay? So, again, three things that you are really grateful for. It could be anything, everything, your mother, your sister, but focus on something like the smile of your daughter. Have this picture in front of your face. Visualize this kind of smile or whatever it is. And you're going to spend about a minute on each. And again, don't be too strict. If you want to spend 2 minutes, spend 2 minutes. If you want to spend less, spend less. That's also what he is saying. Like, it's not like a strict rule, you have to do it like this. No, it's not. So the third step, which he is talking about, is called experience connection. And we already did it kind of in the second step, but you can do it like in two ways. But anyways, so what he's doing, or what he's preaching, is that you should imagine a light flowing into the, and I'm quoting him right now, into the top of your head, and then spreading into the rest of your body, strengthening and healing you. When it has flowed through your entire body, then visualize that energy flowing out from your body to the world around you. And I said, I already said it in the second step, you can focus on loved ones as well as total, like everything works. But yeah. Visualize something that you really love, like hugging your mom, and that's why I already mentioned it in the second kind of step. If I visualize, or if you visualize how you hug someone that you really love, or you see the face, you already experience connection, right? That's the important thing. Visualize a moment which makes you happy, like kissing your child. Something like that. Like, this is so simple actually, but makes you so much happier and more grateful. So yeah, experience connection, really important. The last step is my favorite one. It's called visualize success. And I'm doing this exercise every single day. Every single one. I love it so much. So you're going to spend, or Tony spends, the last 3 minutes of your exercise with visualizing what it is like to achieve a goal. And he says, don't think about making it happen. See it as done. And you're going to spend a minute on each. Like, three dreams, three goals. And you, like, for example, my biggest one is to live close to the sea. Like, I visualize every morning how I open my door and you just see the beach, you see the sea, you hear the waves. I hear the waves and it makes me so much happy. And I it's crazy how it works, and it's so difficult to describe what it does with you. It's like describing how a rose smells. It's so difficult, but yeah, you should try it out. It's crazy. It allows you to positively to start the day with just a positive mindset. Like, in general, this whole kind of meditation technique fills you up with so much energy. It's amazing. It's like, just try it. You will not be disappointed. 100%. And that's it, peeps. I told you, meditation doesn't have to be so difficult. It's actually pretty simple. And I'm gonna repeat the steps for you. The first one was a breathing exercise. Inhale through your nose, out through your mouth, and you do a simple shoulder exercise, kind of. You, like, when you inhale, you're lifting your arms in the shoulder press motion, and exhale again back to your body. Like, bring your arms back to your body, easy peasy. If you can't visualize it, or you don't know what I mean, there is actually a video about it, how you do it. Just type in into just Google it, or use YouTube, Tony Robbins priming, and you're gonna find it, how it actually works. So the second step is express gratitude. You're gonna spend a few minutes thinking of something you're really grateful for, like your sister, your mother, I don't know. And the third step, and you actually can put the second and the third step together, in my opinion, experience connection. Like, visualize how your mother gives you a hug or something like that. And yeah, after that, the fourth and the last step, visualize success. Think about three things that you really want. Like, what is your goal? Is it the beach house? Visualize how you already live in the beach house. See it as done. Like, it's already happening. You're living right now in this beach house. You're doing this job right now that you always dreamed of. You have to see it as done. And that's it, guys. It's that simple. Try it. Please try it. I promise you, it will make you a happier person. You will start the day right. And yeah, that's it. It would mean the world. And I mean the world to me if you would leave you a review. If you have any questions, just ask me. Give me a feedback. That's so important for me to get better. And I know, of course, my English has to get better, but it takes time, like everything. But long story short, leave a review. It will mean the world to me. And yeah, that's it. I hope you have an amazing weekend. We're gonna see us on Tuesday's episode. See you next time. Bye bye, my friends.